In today's show, Bitcoin wobbles below 46,000 as one Bitcoin passes 800,000 Turkish lira for the first time. In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis. And as Holger points out, new week, new lows. Turkey lira plunges to another all-time low, now down 57.4% year to date. Elon announces, for those wondering, I will pay $11 billion in taxes this year. Max Keiser responded, $5.5 billion of Elon's 2021 tax bill will go into weapons. America will waste losing another war. Also in today's show, billionaire Ray Dalio impressed how Bitcoin survived the last decade, quoting him here from a recent interview on Yahoo Finance. I think it's impressive that for the last 10, 11 years, that programming has held up. It hasn't been hacked and it has an adoption rate. And he also shares cash, which most investors think is the safest investment, is, I think, the worst investment. Also in today's show, Bitcoin test yearly moving average as $100,000 by Christmas needs a small miracle. As Philip Swift points out here, the 1 year moving average is pretty important. Bitcoin bull bear pivot level historically, and we are sat right on it now. I vote we bounce and stay bull. And Plan B updates us. Bitcoin needs a small miracle for $100,000 Christmas. Will I ditch stock to flow model if this does not happen? Nah. Actually like being at the lower bands. In fact, I published the model at the lower bands in March 2019 with Bitcoin below 4K. Also be sharing the latest updates from Plan B and Holger. Also in today's show, here's a realistic long-term Ethereum price prediction according to crypto analyst Benjamin Cohen as he shares in a new strategy session. The trick is that this can't go on forever without eventually entering into a bear market. So I imagine we do get some type of move up to the upside. I don't know how high that's going to go. I would expect 10,000 is a reasonable target. We could even go as high as 20,000. It's hard to know. I'm imagining continued sideways movement for a little while, especially with Bitcoin looking somewhat weak at the moment. I'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and many of the major alts are correcting and in the red. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. I want to give a quick shout out to iTrust Capital. Not only can you trade crypto tax-free, but now also with no monthly fees, truly making this a no-brainer. That's right. There are now officially no monthly fees for both new and existing accounts. And they have a special promo running right now where they're giving away $100 in free BTC to take advantage of this special offer. All you need to do, number one, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Number two, confirm your email. And number three, fund your account. It's literally that simple. And yes, they will send you $100 in real BTC for free. iTrust is the number one IRA platform in America with over $3.5 billion in transactions. Not only can you buy, sell, and trade crypto tax-free, such as Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also physical gold and silver. And yes, they are backed by Coinbase Custody with a $320 million insurance policy. Go ahead and visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Set up your tax-free crypto IRA so you can start trading with no monthly fees, claim your $100 in free BTC, and let's start stacking those sats tax-free. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV, and I'm broadcasting live from Florida. You can see the Christmas tree behind me. Now, Bitcoin fell over 5% from local highs through December 20th as macro tensions persisted into the new week. As you can see here, as the Bitcoin one-hour candle chart is looking bearish currently. Now, data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView track Bitcoin as it fell below 46,000 overnight on Sunday, reaching lows of $45,787 on Bitstamp. And quoting crypto analyst Mikhail Vende Pop here, the U.S. stock markets will be having a pretty bad day when it comes to today. Also, the European stock markets will be opening with red numbers. And again, quoting him here, we are actually making ourselves ready for some heavy volatility in the last few weeks of this year. And like others, Van de Pop highlighted the strength in the U.S. dollar, providing extra friction for risk on assets such as Bitcoin. With the U.S. dollar currency index facing resistance, Bitcoin is battling to maintain support in a classic inversely correlated move. And quoting him again here, what you want to see in a reversal structure is something like we have been seeing in September as well, referencing the $40,000 breakout at the end of the month. Now let's discuss the Turkish lira dropping to all-time lows. With little to inspire Bitcoin traders overall, only events in Turkey provided some form of silver lining for those who opted to diversify into the king of all crypto. That's right, following a fresh commitment to lower interest rates from President Recep Tayyip Erdoğan, Turkey's national fiat currency, the lira, fell to record new lows of 17.8 against the US dollar, as Holger points out here. New week, new lows. Turkey lira plunges to another all-time low after Erdoğan said Islam demands lower rates, now down 57.4% year to date. like, whoa, hyperinflation is very real. Now, taking its year-to-date losses to near 60%, the latest slight brought the focus back into Bitcoin and other cryptos as a potential hedge against extreme economic policy. The Bitcoin / Lira pair passed 800,000 in a record-breaking move overnight, having doubled in just 2.5 months. Check out this chart. It's pretty wild. Bitcoin one-day candle chart against the Turkish Lira. And to add insult to injury, the Lira fell below parity with the embattled Egyptian pound for the first time in history. And Erdogan had fought the relationship with cryptocurrency and has taken steps to banish the industry from Turkish consumers. So there you have it. And as Elon Musk recently tweeted, for those wondering, I will pay over $11 billion in taxes this year. And I love Max Kaiser's response. $5.5 billion of Elon's 2021 tax bill will go into weapons. America will waste losing another war. Facts. He ain't telling no lies. And before I break down next story of the day, billionaire Ray Dalio is impressed how Bitcoin survived the last decade, as well as Bitcoin test yearly moving average as $100,000 by Christmas needs a small miracle, as well as here's a realistic long-term Ethereum price prediction, according to crypto analyst Benjamin Cohen. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, all the major cryptos are currently correcting in the red, with Bitcoin down 3% for the day, trading just under 46,000. We have Ether down almost 4%, trading under 3,800. Solana down a whopping 8%, trading at $170. We have Cardano down 5.5%, trading at $1.21, while Hex, Luna, Doge, and XRP are all pumping and in the green. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Billionaire investment legend Ray Dalio gave another positive sentiment, saying he is impressed with crypto while classifying cash as the worst investment. In a new interview with Yahoo Finance on December 17th, the Bridgewater Associates founder stated he thinks it's impressive that crypto lasted without being hacked in the last decade. Quoting him here, I think it's impressive that for the last 10 to 11 years, that programming has held up and it hasn't been hacked and it has an adoption rate. He also mentioned that he owns some Bitcoin and Ethereum. And when asked how much he owns, Dalio responded by saying he doesn't hold a lot of it. I'm very big on diversification and it's a very small part of the portfolio. And back in 2020, Dalio's criticisms of volatility and lack of buyer protection for crypto have been the cause of alarm for many holders. He mentioned that Bitcoin is not very good as a store hold of wealth. However, at the beginning of 2020, he made a full 180, and the billionaire called the asset one hell of an invention. And in an essay that Dalio published back in January of 2021, he clarified that both crypto advocates and antagonists are looking at the same thing from different angles. He said that he understands that Bitcoin has its pros and cons. The billionaire fund manager proceeded to point out that he views crypto as an alternative money in an environment where the value of cash is depreciating in real terms. He added that he still thinks that cash is trash, as he said in previous interviews. Quoting him here, cash, which most investors think is the safest investment, I think is the worst investment. I couldn't agree more. Let me know your thoughts in the comments right down below. Now, the billionaire's answer shows more positivity compared to his previous statements that the United States may ban Bitcoin and that he could choose gold over BTC back in August, which was dubbed by the community as FUD, which we all know is nothing more than fear, uncertainty, and doubt. And on March 25th, Dalio stated that it is likely that Bitcoin may be outlawed the way gold was outlawed under some set of circumstances. He cited the gold ban in the 1930s as an example, saying this may also happen to Bitcoin. Now, during those times, the government didn't want gold to compete with fiat because things may go out of control, Dalio said. Now, the difference is Bitcoin is unconfiscatable. Take that, gold bugs. And before I break down next story of the day, Bitcoin test yearly moving average as $100,000 by Christmas needs a small miracle, as well as here's a realistic long-term Ethereum price prediction according to crypto analyst Benjamin Cohen. I want to give a quick shout out to Rubik, the multi-chain swap protocol, which allows you to swap any of 11,500 plus tokens on in between 9 blockchains all in one click. That's right, because transferring between different blockchains can take a lot of time and money. You need to use endless bridges, implement numerous swaps, and pay multiple fees. So Rubik resolves the issue of multi-chain swaps by including DEXs and bridges in one clear interface. Rubik is also launching their staking on December 23rd with an APY of 80% or more. I highly encourage you to click the link in the description right down below for the full details. And also note, this is a paid sponsorship, so please do your own research. Now, taking a look at the overall crypto market cap, we're currently sitting above 2.1 trillion with about 86 billion in volume in the past 24 hours, with the Bitcoin dominance at 40.5% with the Ether dominance at 21.1%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have Revain leading the pack up about 16% for the day, trading at a penny, followed by YFI up 8.5%, trading just under 35,000, followed by Celsius up almost 4%, trading just under $4. Now, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated at 25 in extreme fear, yesterday at 29, last week at 28, and last month at 43 in fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign. Investors are too worried. That could be a great buying opportunity like we're witnessing right now. BTFD, buy the blood on these crypto streets. When investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Bitcoin prepared for a showdown. So let's freaking go. The price of Bitcoin is currently the location of Bitcoin's one-year moving average trend line, an important historical line in the sand that has enabled considerable upside if Bitcoin preserves it as support. Quoting crypto analyst Philip Swift right here, the one-year moving average is pretty important. Bitcoin bull bear pivot level historically, and we are sat right on it now. I vote we bounce and stay bull. Let me know if you agree or disagree with this crypto analyst. Now, a bounce will still leave a vast amount of ground to recover in order to post an end of the year closing price even slightly in line with previous bullish expectations. Now, among them are those of the Stock to Flow Model creator Plan B, who at the weekend acknowledged that his $100,000 Bitcoin target for 2021 was unlikely to hit. And he added that he would not be abandoning his models, which remain valid despite recent events, as he shares here on crypto Twitter. Bitcoin needs a small miracle for $100,000 Christmas. Will I ditch Stock to Flow if this does not happen? Nah, I actually like being at the lower bands. In fact, I published the model at the lower bands in March of 2019 with Bitcoin below $4,000. And checking out this response from the Smoke Whisperer, the average of 100,000 is still a possibility before the next halving. Thank you for your guidance and contributions to the space. Merry Christmas to you. And Plan B responded, that is indeed the only measure. And checking out his other recent tweet, he wrote, money printing, quantitative easing, debasement is the only reason why governments can mandate drugs, close businesses, fire doctors and nurses, spin mainstream media, enforce lockdowns, destroy our liberties and society. That is why I tweet about current geopolitical events. And as you can see here in this chart, it shows you the ECB balance sheet. And I agree with Plan B 100%. And I am still a firm believer in his Stock to Flow model. It has been dead accurate and is still the most accurate Bitcoin price prediction model in history. Granted, it's not perfect, but then again, no technical analysis is. And Laurent responded, the more they print, the more government will grow, and the more businesses will depend on government handouts, and the more we lose our freedoms. The founding fathers knew very well why central government had to remain small, and to keep it in check, you need sound money, not fiat. Plan B responded, also the reason why Satoshi invented Bitcoin, the basement in 2008 to save the banks, now Big Pharma. Now, the unusual end to 2021 has also impacted traditional markets. Meanwhile, with the classic Santa rally nowhere to be seen last week, comments from the United States Federal Reserve provided a short-lived performance boost, but overall, progress has been limp compared to earlier in the year, as Holger outlines here. Look, as if markets not staging typical Santa rally, global stocks have lost $1.8 trillion in market cap this week as investors reached a hawkish Fed pivot, spike in COVID cases, and find themselves positioning into 2022 of already elevated valuations. Stocks still worth $118 trillion, 140% of the global GDP. Like, whoa. There you have it. And before I break down our final story of the day and I share a realistic long-term Ethereum price prediction, according to crypto analyst Benjamin Cohen, but first I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1,000 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my new crypto merch store, which recently went live. Check it out at merch.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a blog I update daily, which can be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to turn on all notifications to help me get to 100,000 subs. You can also follow me on all the major podcasts and platforms. We're currently receiving over 20,000 downloads per day. You can find me on Spotify, the home of the Joe Rogan Experience, or Apple's iTunes and Google Play. You can also follow me on crypto Twitter. My Twitter handle is crypto news. Yes. And of course, you can follow me on TikTok, Telegram, and Facebook. So wherever you're at, be sure to follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Crypto analyst and trader Benjamin Cohen is revealing what he thinks is ahead for Ethereum moving into 2022. Now, how many of you are currently bullish on Ethereum? Holla at your boy in the live chat. Now, in a new strategy session, Cohen tells his 663,000 YouTube subs that Ethereum has been in a consolidation phase for the better part of this year in 2021. And to get a better idea of what could happen next for ETH, the analyst looks at the previous consolidation phases in 2016 and 2017, which both preceded massive breakouts to the upside. Cohen says some combination of these two phases likely awaits Ethereum today. Quoting him here, when I'm thinking it is probably not going to be either of them. It could be a mix of the two. Maybe we do something in the middle and we break out. I don't know exactly, but I would expect Ethereum to put in all-time highs into 2022 and potentially continue moving on into 2023, but I think it is highly speculative to count on that at the moment. And he also notes that Ethereum's current consolidation phase is similar to 2016 and that it is sticking with a 2x window. While ETH ranged between $8 and $16 in 2016, it has been hovering between $2,000 and $4,000 for the better part of this year in 2021. The analyst says that Ethereum's consolidation could last as long as mid-2022, but that a breakout will be the likely end result. Quoting him here, the trick is that we can't go on forever without eventually entering into a bear market. So I imagine we do get some type of move up to the upside. I don't know how high that's going to go. I would expect 10,000 as a reasonable target. We can go as high as 20,000. It's hard to know. I'm imagining continued sideways movement for a little while, especially with Bitcoin looking somewhat weak at the moment. And to watch this entire analysis by Benjamin Cohen, check the show notes below the video in the description. Also like to point out that Raoul Powell is extremely bullish on Ethereum. He says his crypto holdings over 80% Ether, and he's projecting a $40,000 Ethereum price by summer of 2022. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the macro guru. And now for a quick recap, what I cover with you here in today's show. Bitcoin wobbles below 46,000 as one Bitcoin passes 800,000 Turkish lira for the first time. Also in today's show, I shared that billionaire Ray Dalio is impressed how Bitcoin survived the last decade and still believes that cash is trash. Also in today's show, we discussed Bitcoin testing yearly moving average as 100,000 by Christmas needs a small miracle. And we also discuss a realistic long-term Ethereum price prediction of $20,000 per ETH, according to crypto analyst Benjamin Cohen. Where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode. Max Schmidt wrote, best show, best news in the space. Cheers, Max. Greatly appreciate your support, fam. And our next feature comment comes from Stephen Hubbs, who wrote, touche on the guy's comment on that university professor who said Bitcoin and crypto are going away. It's more likely the legacy financial system will go away if they don't adopt crypto into their business model. Facts, fam. Preach. Now for our third and final feature comment of the day comes from G. Dean, who wrote, hi JV, great show. The Feed and Greer index is at extreme fear and I am buying big time. Fam, if you're not willing to hodl for at least 4 years, then yes, your crypto assets are at a greater risk because of the volatility. Be very careful with ish coins. I say that anything less than the top 10 market cap coins should be purchased with extreme caution and not intended to hold for very long. Just my observations and experience since 2017, Bitcoin hodl forever. Thanks for sharing your two Satoshis, fam. HODL forever. Let's go. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below. And real quick before I go, I want to give a quick shout out to iTrust Capital. Not only can you trade crypto tax-free, but also now with no monthly fees, truly making this a no-brainer. This goes for both new and pre-existing accounts. And they have a special promo running right now where they're giving away $100 in free BTC to take advantage of this special offer. All you need to do, number one, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Number two, confirm your email. And number three, fund your account. It's literally that simple. And yes, they will send you $100 in real BTC for free. So go ahead and register now. Set up your tax-free crypto IRA account so you can start trading with no monthly fees. Claim your $100 in free BTC and let's start stacking those sats tax-free. And I look forward to seeing you in tomorrow's episode. Peace.